Hi, and welcome to this special edition podcast from Automate Analytics. My name is Mark Taylor, and I'm the CEO of Automate Analytics. And here is my guest, Jason Peacock, who's the Vice President of the USA and runs our USA business. Now, Jason and I have just spent 2 days with the senior leadership team at Indeed, and they've updated us on some changes that they're going to be making to the platform to both sponsored and organic postings. So I want to take the time just to walk you through what those changes are so that you're ahead of the game and you know what's coming down the track from Indeed. Now, as some of you know, we are an Indeed Alliance partner. Jason, what does that partnership mean with Indeed?
Yeah, for us, we're one of 12 approved agencies in the Alliance program. It gives us greater access to the Indeed leadership team and both the product and the technical side. And it also gives us insights into upcoming changes.
And one of those changes is something you're going to hear a lot about moving forward is Indeed's push to being or running a smart match service. So what Indeed are looking to do is to actually, rather than have a listing or a search functionality that actually just gives candidates the ability to search, what they're going to try and move towards, and that's some really cool AI to be able to do this, is to actually match candidates to jobs. So not only in the search results that each candidate gets, but in some of the other bits and pieces. How do you think that's going to change the candidate experience?
Well, it's a competitive marketplace. And so I think, you know, over the last 2 years, Indeed's seen candidate use on the platform. They've been making changes with machine learning that will help the candidate experience. And, you know, as you said, smart searching or smart matching is their new term. We'll see a candidate experience where they've gone in, created a profile, maybe searched for a couple jobs. But after that, Indeed's platform will start sending them jobs that are what they think are fits for them. So we'll see candidates spending less time searching for jobs and more time them reviewing jobs that are being sent.
And I think that's one of the fundamental changes is Indeed is a lot of people see it as a search engine almost to find vacancies. They're now moving towards more of a matching process where they're actually going to be matching, you know, what they think is a good role or a good job with a good candidate. Now, obviously, as a result of this, there are going to be some pretty big changes they're going to make to both sponsored and organic listings. Mm-hmm. What are those changes going to be?
So I think the first is we're expecting to see less applications for open jobs. And we think now candidates just apply, you know, especially with Quick Apply, it's easy, apply and apply and apply. We think now with being fed positions that they will apply for less, but the assumption is that customers will see a higher quality candidate based on that machine learning that they put in. So that's the first piece, yeah.
So essentially what Indeed are looking to do is to drive fewer applications, but a higher hire ratio. So less candidates, but you're going to hire more as a result of that. Mm-hmm. And so from a sponsored organic point of view, where do you see a difference in terms of the way people will generate those applications moving forward?
Yeah, so I think what we're anticipating is before you would take a sponsored budget and do a smaller percentage of your open jobs. And I think in the future, in the near future, you're going to have to spread that budget across more jobs and likely increase jobs. What we heard from Indeed is that there are a lot of evergreen roles that are posted on the site and are never taken down. And that's not a great candidate experience. And what they realize is that sponsored jobs are engaged companies. And those are the jobs that are more likely to get traction and hired, and that's the experience that Indeed wants to present.
So from an Indeed point of view, the algorithm essentially is if you're sponsoring a job, it means that you're ready to hire right now.
Yep.
And so therefore they're going to reward that sponsored job with probably more additional visibility, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, so what new product features are we going to bring out to help clients benefit from this change from the Indeed kind of smart matching, Indeed algorithm changes?
Yeah, so our dev team has been working on a reporting project that includes several reports, but most importantly, knowing that these changes are coming sooner, you're going to be able to do a recruiting strategy session with our CS team. They can look over the higher cost places that customers have. They can help them make strategic decisions on that. So we'll have reporting that's in the tool that the customer can use, but then also meet with CS to dig in further. That's probably the biggest one that we'll see.
And also the additional functionality of giving people the opportunity with their interface to pick the budget they want to spend per job. Right. Because as we know, in a competitive marketplace, you've got some locations where, you know, $25 a day or £25 a day actually will yield a decent volume response to jobs because the cost per app is a pound or a dollar.
Yeah.
Whereas there's other locations where it's super competitive, $25 will probably get you one application because it's a small location, but there's a lot more competitiveness in there. So do you see that being a benefit to our clients?
It was, and this is feedback that we've gotten from our own CS team to build this functionality based on what they've seen from customers over the last year. If they can create separate campaigns to help split that budget up, it becomes more effective.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So is this just a USA thing, or are we going to see this in the UK?
No, you're going to get it. You're going to get it too. So we know the testing is going on right now in the US and the UK. We expect Indeed to be finished with testing in May, and the US will roll out first. And that would be June and July. And then the UK is probably right after that.
So I think in summary, I think with the change that Google are making, which I think are fantastic about creating a better candidate journey, so presenting the right role to the right candidates, trying not to drive hundreds of applications, but higher quality applications to drive those higher ratios, I think is a great goal for Indeed. And so I think really hearing from Jason, hearing from the leadership team, and Indeed, it really is about optimizing your campaign budget and recognizing that, you know, over the next couple of months, you are likely to see less organic listings, but more results or better quality applications coming from your sponsored jobs. Anyway, we just want to take the time out. Hopefully you found this podcast useful. We just want to take the time out to actually update you. There's going to be a lot more focus, a lot more communication from us about these changes so that you can take full advantage of them and get a competitive edge using TalentTrack platform. Thanks very much for your time. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. See you soon.